Mark, from your standpoint, what's this day like as you wait to get Game 7 underway here right now?
A normal game day. You know, obviously, it's a big game, but you know, you got to treat it like any other game in terms of routine, and you know, be ready to come once game time starts.
You guys have scored 14 goals in this building so far. Why have you had success against the Predators that way?
You know, we just played a simple game. You know, we haven't tried to do too much. You know, we've played our game for for the full 60 minutes, and you know, that's been the biggest thing.
There's no momentum or carryover from game to game in the playoffs, but I mean, kind of following up, right? You personally have had a lot of success finding the back of the net. Does that give you kind of confidence coming into tonight? Does that matter?
Doesn't really matter. You know, you want to just play your game and you want to get the win, and that's the biggest thought in my mind. It's just to play a solid game, you know, a solid 200-foot game, and let the game take over.
Is it nerves, excitement?
A little bit of everything. You know, obviously it's a big game, but you got to get excited for it. You know, there's going to be nerves on both sides, but you know, it's an exciting time and it's an exciting game, and it's going to be a fun one.
Did you grow up dreaming of scoring a Game 7,
any game winner? Obviously, you know, when you're playing as a little kid and playing mini sticks or road hockey or whatever, you always dream about it. So, you know, that's something that is you know, exciting part about Game 7s and. You know, about playoffs in general. So it's gonna be a fun game, and you know, we want to come up on the good side of it.
What kind of game is it gonna take to win here tonight?
It's gonna take a solid 60-minute effort. You know, you can't have any lapses in your game. You know, we know we're gonna have our chances; they're gonna have their chances. But for the biggest thing for our team is just to stick to it for a full 60 minutes and not stray from our game plan at all.
Anything like that, even minor hockey, did you ever play in a Game 7?
Played in a Game 7 in the conference finals against Belleville my last year in junior, and then we played London in a Game 7. I wasn't playing in it, but we also had a Game 7 against London in the finals as well.
You learned something just from the mindset of going into that, even though it was at a different level?
Yeah, I think you always learn stuff from, you know, any experience you have, but you know, obviously it's a different beast. Nashville's a good team, but it's you know, it's been a fun series, all six games, and I'm sure this is going to be another good one as well.
Is there a particular, when you look at the first six games, a particular game that you guys kind of want to emulate tonight to have success? Because they've all looked different.
Yeah, you know, we know it's you know, we know what we need to expect of ourselves and what. What we need to do as a team to be successful, but you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we just have to focus on the good things that we've done, you know, throughout the whole series, throughout the all playoffs, and you know, bring it all together for you know, for this game.
Is there a game that closest look to kind of the identity of?
It's tough to say. You know, every game can get swayed, you know, in a certain way depending on certain things that happen. The biggest thing for us is just to. You know, be solid for a full 60 minutes. You know, that's the biggest thing. We know Nashville can strike at any given point. We have to be on our A game to stop them for that entire game.
Your line was able to dominate Game 5. Johansson's line was able to take Game 6. Is it fun to be a part of that, where you've got three skilled guys on each side like that that can take over a game when given an opportunity?
Yeah, they have great players. We have great players. It's you know, it's been a fun battle. You know. No wonder it's gone to Game 7. Both teams have had guys that step up and you know, have had big games. But you know, it takes a full team. It takes all 20 players on the ice to you know, to win a big game like this. And that's what we're going to be looking for, is you know every guy doing what they can to help this team win. Whether it's you know, blocking a shot, or whether it's taking a hit or making a hit. You know, you got to do it all in these big games.
The teams are so close. How do you kind of impose your will?
You just have to stick to your game. You know, you can't give in. You know, once you start to play their game or give in to, you know, what they want you to do, that's when you get into trouble. So for us, it just has to be sticking to our game for the full 60 minutes and, you know, letting that happen.